Alison Krauss's last album, Now That I've Found You, established her as the most commercially successful bluegrass act around and was highly praised for its shrewd interpretation of rock and pop songs. On her new collection, So Long, So Wrong, Krauss and her band Union Station revert to a more traditional bluegrass style, but rock critic Ken Tucker says it still sounds fresh and cutting edge.
Like many musicians working in a genre that's marginalized by the pop music industry, bluegrass fiddler and vocalist Alison Krauss is always tempted to engage the mainstream, to find a way to broaden her audience without being accused of selling out. Krauss and her four-man band Union Station did just that 2 years ago on Now That I've Found You, turning the 1968 title song by the Foundations into a piercing ballad that was the first bluegrass single to hit the pop charts in a dog's age. Any other performer in her position would have followed up that Grammy-winning album with more of the same, some new assortment of pop oldies. Instead, Krauss has decided to treat Now That I've Found You as a fluke and has returned to making the same sort of astringent neo-bluegrass she's been recording for over a decade.
Leaving is the longest word I ever learned. In the time it takes to say the whole world is turned. If a heartbeat lasts a lifetime, then I've lived before. 'Cause I remember standing at this open door. This path is not the one I choose to travel. Even as we watch what tide us unravel, and the tears fall.
Krauss's work with Union Station is very democratic. The band members write more songs than she does, and the banjo player, Ron Block, contributed some of the strongest material on So Long, So Wrong. And, highly unusual for a front woman turned star, Krauss insists that the other members of Union Station share the lead singing. One good example of this is the flat, blunt, expressive vocal turned in by Union Station's mandolin player, Adam Steffi, on No Place to Hide.
When I was a child, I used to love to watch the rain. I'd stand under the downspout, let the water cool my brain. I never thought to worry if the river rose too high, that all the seeds we planted would get washed out with the tide. But now I am a man, and I need a place to hide. But there's no
Alison Krauss began her career studying violin and fell in love with bluegrass as a teenager in Champaign, Illinois. It seems as if she became a singer out of expediency. It was just easier to get the sound she wanted by singing the tunes herself. The result is that while her fiddling is marked by the meticulous clarity that has characterized bluegrass since the innovative example of Bill Monroe, Krauss's vocals are wonderfully loose and casual. You can hear the way Krauss's phrasing has been influenced by women like Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris on a cut such as I Can Let Go Now.
It was so right, it was so wrong, almost at the same time, the pain and ache a heart can't take, no one really knows, but when the memory's clean and take you there, do you no longer care?
Right now, Alison Krauss is one of the most important artists in country music. In addition to putting on smart, rowdy live shows and bringing bluegrass into 90s prominence, she's also a first-rate producer, as she proved last year, working with another bluegrass act, the Cox Family, on Just When We're Thinking It's Over, an album I had on my top 10 year-end list. Above and beyond however their CDs are classified in your record store, Krauss and Union Station are making some of the most purely pleasurable music around.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed So Long, So Wrong, the new album from Alison Krauss and Union Station.